Kananaskis Country. An indoor pet cat miraculously survived 54 days in the wilderness in Kananaskis Country, well and truly using up his 9 lives. Gustav the cat was camping with his owners at the end of August when he went missing overnight from Spray Lake's West Campground, about 16 kilometers south of Canmore on the Smith-Dorion, Spray Lakes Trail. Thanks to the help of the Canmore community who set up trail cameras and secured traps with permission from Alberta Parks, the cat was reunited with his owners late at night on Friday, October 21. Having survived almost 2 months avoiding coyotes, bears and wolves, he survived out in the wilderness on his own all that time 54 days. "It's kind of a miracle," said Jody Houday, the cat's owner who made the long trek back to Canmore from Winnipeg, Manitoba, last week. "We were just crying tears of happiness. I had a gut instinct he'd be okay because he was actually a stray cat when we adopted him and he had survival skills," she added. "Everyone kept telling us there's no way he could survive, and I just knew in my heart he was going to be there, and with the help of your amazing community, we got our little boy back." Gustav, a 6-year-old feline, disappeared from the tent overnight on August 31, on the fourth day of the family camping trip. Because it was chilly that night, Houday said she put the cat in his harness and on a leash inside the tent instead of leaving him in his kennel. "We brought him into the sleeping bag with us, and in the morning when we woke up, he had gotten out of the harness and gotten out of a tiny hole in the screen that he had made bigger," she said. "We think he decided to go on an adventure and just got lost." Houday and her son, Dolphus Seguin, stayed on for 4 more days frantically searching for the elusive cat. Their efforts were for naught despite talking to fellow campers, hanging up posters throughout the campground and combing the surrounding forest for any sign of Gustav. Gustav, adopted by Houday from the Winnipeg Humane Society when he was 2.5 years old, had developed good hunting and survival skills as a stray cat living on the streets of Winnipeg. Houday said he looked happy and healthy after spending 54 days in the wild, likely eating bugs, birds and rodents and finding shelter in warm, cozy hiding places. "We were amazed at how fantastic he looked, but he's definitely a little bit thinner than he was when we first went out there," she said. "He survived as a stray for 2 years before we adopted him, so he must have survival skills already." Houday had posted news of her missing cat on various local social media sites, prompting Canmore residents Lisa Young and Diane Borland Venner to reach out to her to see how they could help. Young thought the chances of finding the cat were pretty remote, but wanting to help, decided to set up trail cameras. "I wanted to help Gustav because I love cats and if he was still there I couldn't imagine not trying to help him and Jody," she said. There were no sightings of the cat on the cameras until October 18. "I am sitting out there on a rock looking at the camera. And I said, what is that? Is that a fox? What is that? Then I suddenly went, oh my God, it's a cat. I was jumping up and down," she said. "You know how remote a chance it is the cat is still there. But she was desperate and I was happy to try to give her peace of mind. It was a team effort." Venner, who had also been in contact with Houday, got permission from Alberta Parks for her and her husband Greg Venner to access the area with a vehicle to set up a trap, which was sourced from the town of Canmore's bylaw department. After a couple of nights of no-shows, the cat was finally caught late last Friday night. Houday, who had arrived in Canmore after a long trip from Winnipeg, had been out all that day desperately searching and calling his name, but went to West Spray Lake's campground again that night. "We wrapped ourselves in blankets and hung out until about 11. We were jumping for joy," she said, noting they found Gustav in a trap at the original number 29 campsite. The next morning Diane and Lisa came over to meet him. "They invested a lot of time and a lot of energy into this for us and we could never have done this without those two women." Houday's son Dolphus is delighted to have his pet cat back. "He's absolutely over the moon excited and they've been snuggling ever since," she said. "We've both been sad and somber for the last 2 months just. We were absolutely devastated that we had to leave and go home without having found him first. Last year, a pet cat named Draco, from Edmonton, went missing in Jasper National Park for 49 days. He was spooked by hikers, slipped out of his harness, while on the Valley of the Five Lakes Trail. He was eventually located by a team of volunteers that had been scouring the woods for him. Meanwhile, Houday said there are no plans to take Gustav camping ever again. He's had enough adventure for a whole lifetime," she said.